If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? 406, that's Montana's area code. 406-531-8018. Merry Christmas.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Christy McVie from Fleetwood Mac passed away at 79, which to me is too young, on the last day of November. So Rick is playing mystery songs that she either wrote them or performed them. Do you know the name of this?
I know Fleetwood Mac pretty well, and I do not know this.
It's not nice to fool the guests, Rick. Anne, how about you?
No, I don't think I've ever heard this song.
But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Well, that's not Christy.
No, it sounds very early 70s.
Yes.
Was this with Christine McVie and John McVie when they
were? Yeah, okay. See,
very good, Scott.
Good. How sneaky. What's the time? Oh, well.
Oh, I have heard this. Okay, yeah.
You have? There's a song called Oh, Well.
That band had a lot of people come and go. Bob Welch and lots of others.
I like it.
What's the name of the band?
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Oh.
But this is not Fleetwood Mac. This is two of the members who were before they joined.
Probably a song she wrote in something. Good job. I'm 0 for 0 the whole week. This is Wednesday. I haven't gotten one yet. Oh, well. But I digress. Look who's in the house, Joey pals. We're going to start. We'll go to Scott first.
Oh, okay.
Because if Ann and I start, he won't get a word in.
Women.
Scott.
Just kidding.
Slavin.
Hi, Joey.
Here from
the Palm Springs Art Museum.
What's going on over there?
Oh, we've got so much going on.
Okay.
So tonight, December 8th, we have...
tonight's December...
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. This is Pearl Harbor Day.
I ruined my... I got the song, and now I've just screwed up the day.
It's Cotton Candy Day,
anyway,
too.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Tomorrow night, we have the latest in our Mixed Feelings lectures. I talked about those, I think, last time. It's two completely opposite or topics that have nothing to do with each other. The next ones are Second Wave Feminist Art and the Origins of Life.
I plugged that.
I actually think those go together.
In some ways, they probably do. One of the speakers is Mara Gladstone, who used to be a curator at the museum. She's great. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The big event of the weekend, though, is we have a three-day film festival, the official Latino film and art festival. Over 100 films are going to be screened in the Annenberg Theater. We're selling tickets in blocks because sometimes it'll be like a short film and a feature film. Other times it'll be like four short films. There's going to be a closing reception and an award ceremony on Sunday night. So anyone who finds that interesting, please go to psmuseum.org. You could see the whole schedule and all the ticketing options. It's very reasonably priced, and we think it's going to be just a really amazing time.
So Scott, is it like $20 for a block or $10 for a block?
You can get a block. I think it's $15. Then you can get a day pass or the entire weekend pass. And I think the entire weekend pass, I can tell you in 2 seconds. Is
da, da,
stretch
da, da,
while you're... I'm sorry, so the full day pass, one block is $15, full day pass is $45, and the full festival is $120, so it's pretty
good.
It's three full days of films.
In the Joey English Desert Date Book, which plays all week, we talked about the official Latino Film and Arts Festival, 9th through the 11th, but I want to talk a little bit about the Mixed Feelings, Joey Pals. I read this. Back-to-back lectures on unrelated topics that are somehow connected bring together two speakers. And then we said, the topic of second wave feminist art and the origins of life. Go into that a little bit of detail.
I'm sorry, there was a seven in there that shouldn't have been there.
Second.
Second wave feminist art
and the origins,
Of life. So we have a...
I just can't talk.
That's okay. You're in good company.
Give me some
chocolate. Stumbling all over the place.
So how does that... They're not connected, but...
No, and our CEO, Adam Lerner, when he was working at the Contemporary Art Museum in our Contemporary Art Space in Denver, he created this program with his other colleagues, and it just turned into a really popular...
Isn't that strange?
So each speaker speaks for 20... So Meryl will speak about feminist art for 20 minutes, and then we have a professor from Riverside... let me just tell you his title. It's Timothy Lyons, Distinguished Professor of Bioecochemistry. I didn't know there was such a thing. In the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences at the University of California, Riverside. So he will then speak for 20 minutes, and then the audience asks questions. And as people ask questions, some very strange parallels come out from both topics, and it can be very funny or it can just
can
be very
thought provoking. When you say the second subject is origins of life,
yeah.
But then feminist art, and of course, all life begins in the body of a female.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm trying.
No, I know.
Stretch.
Why they are connected. They're absolutely connected of that.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah, and it sounds like from his title, he's going to take a very granular look at how life began, but who knows?
Universe began.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's what
and Joey Pals on Thursday, December 15th, the mixed field,
Mixed
feelings series covers the topics of, okay, ready? I can do this.
Okay.
Afrofuturism.
Yep.
And psychedelic therapy. Afrofuturism. Yeah. What's that?
Well, it's probably the future of African-American movement. Sure. Remember, there was the Afro movement?
Yes.
Remember?
And the hairdo.
And the hairdo, yeah.
In the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, so what's the future for that?
Isn't it interesting?
It is interesting.
I wish we knew how somebody just reached into the fishbowl and pulled out a topic. Okay, let's go 180 degrees in the other direction. How did
That's Adam. That's our CEO. That's the way he thinks, definitely. He
needs therapy.
I don't think so.
You like it?
Yeah, because also think about the logistics. You have to make sure, find out who's available on what date.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an Anne. She knows. Yeah, it's a process. You've got to find somebody who can talk intelligently on the subject you've spoken. I just want to plug one more thing.
One more thing. You go.
We have a brand new exhibition. Philip K. Smith, who is an artist in Palm Desert. He works in light. The exhibition is called Philip K. Smith III, Light and Change. It is one of the most amazing things we have shown.
Because?
His work... it's very hard to describe. You kind of have to see, but everything he does is interior lit. Whether it's a panel on the wall, whether it's a series of mirrors on the wall, whether it's almost like these wooden structures that are lit from within, and they change. He calls it. He choreographs mm-hmm. the lighting. Mm-hmm. So you stand there, and at first you think, "Oh, that's pretty," and you start to move away, and all of a sudden you realize, "Oh my gosh, it's changing hues as I'm standing here." And he's very inspired by the light of the desert and how the light hits the mountains. Just opened last. 2 weekends ago, already just, and we had a big member reception for it, and it's just amazing people, just jaws drop. It's really extraordinary.
Think of the light boxes, light boxes that are marquees and around stuff.
Sure.
Think of those only on a really huge scale, and it's sort of like variations of that. Because you've got these structures and then the light is in between and it changes. I remember when one of his exhibitions first opened, it's got to be 15 years ago, inside the museum.
Well, he was an artist in residence at the museum and did his first light-based work called Aperture at Palm Springs Art Museum.
I bet you that's what I saw.
Yeah, it probably is. His most famous one is something called Lucid Stead. It was a homestead out in the desert for Desert X last time. A lot of people got a lot of attention. He's really an extraordinary artist.
Website, Scott?
psmuseum.org.
Phone number, Scott?
760-362-4800.
Bless your heart. Okay. When do you want to start, Ann Greer? Act for MS? Do we have a date yet?
A date for what?
For the Gala Gala?
We do have a date. Act for Multiple Sclerosis. Well, first of all, we have a golf tournament coming up. Our very first golf tournament, which will be on January 23rd.
Oh, that comes first.
So, yes, we have whole sponsorships that are available. Plus, you can sign up, have a great day of fun with a dinner afterwards.
Where?
And we're doing it at the Classic Club in Palm Desert, yeah. So it's our first annual. We're really excited.
Good.
So go to our website, act4, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, .org. Yep. So I do not play golf, but I'm going to buy a ticket to the dinner.
We will eat, yes.
Yeah, we'll eat.
So they're looking for golfers and sponsors?
They're looking for golfers and sponsors.
For the whole whole segment?
No, just for the first one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then the gala is going to be on April 5th.
Okay.
At the Renaissance Esmeralda. And okay. We are honoring, drum roll, please.
Yes.
Suze Hunt.
Yes,
I
knew
that.
We are
so thrilled. Yeah. You did.
I did.
Oh, I bet you Richard told you.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where.
We're talking about Richard DeSantis with event management.
Okay, so that's act4ms.org, PS Air Museum. Today, December 7th.
December 7th, the day that will live in infamy.
Yes. We all got it.
Wow,
that's a sad thing.
is, of course, the anniversary of the dropping of bombs on Pearl Harbor.
Are you doing something at the Air Museum?
What we do is we always do a Pearl Harbor program the Saturday before. So last Saturday, we had a program, Pearl Harbor, A Moment in Time. And we have a couple of wonderful historians who speak every season. Mm-hmm. Michael Cara is one of them, a wonderful historian. The other wonderful historian is Dr. Ed Gordon. So his programs will start next month.
Okay.
Yes. And of course, Monday, yesterday, it opened to the public, is the new exhibits that accompany the Mickey Mouse Walt Disney plane. Yes. So we have...
The mouse.
Mm-hmm. So we've got some wonderful displays. You can see what was in the interior of the airplane before. And then they also announced that we will be actually restoring the interior.
Oh, nice.
So we anticipate 2 years it'll take to completely restore it. Mm-hmm. But that's a project that we're working on. And, of course, the rest of the month, oh, my gosh, we've got another program on aircraft next Saturday at 1 o'clock, which is December 10th.
Yes.
And we have our wonderful Santa fly-in.
Yes.
And we're calling it Snowtopia. Snowtopia. So this is December 20th through the 23rd. It's from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's only $7 per person.
Okay.
Or, da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Only $35 for up to 6 people.
Gotcha.
And we're going to have, we've got 40 tons of snow for the kids to play in outside.
Wow.
Santa will be there to greet them. We'll have Frosty the Snowman. We'll have s'mores. We'll have, you know, hot chocolate and cookies and everything. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
PS Museum, PSAirMuseum.org.
Yes.
Now, spend the last minute that you've got for Palm Springs International Piano Competition.
So we have a concert on Tuesday, December 20th. This is the music of Joe Giarusso. And, I mean, it's going to be very exciting because we have 3 pianists,
yes,
a violinist, 2 cellists, and a French horn.
Classy.
So we're really looking forward to that. It is a fundraiser. Tickets are $75, but you are treated to dessert and special, some type of... coffee, like Irish coffee, but it's not Irish coffee. It's Scottish coffee or something.
Ooh, yeah. Where's
afterwards,
that?
At CV Rep. It'll be at CV Rep.
Oh, I love that.
So that's
French horn.
Tuesday, December 20th at 7 p.m.
All of this, I made copious, careful notes.
Yes.
And what's that website, Anne?
Well, it's cvrep.org. And
gotcha.
You buy tickets there.
Perfect.
If you're interested in sponsoring a program, and then call the piano competition office, 760-773-2575.
Okay. We got it all in. Okay. We have to thank I'm looking at my notes. I don't want to say anything
She's
wrong.
She's forgotten us.
I've forgotten everything already. Scott Slavin from?
Palm Springs Art Museum.
psmuseum.org.
Yep.
7 days a week.
Nope.
How many?
Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, thanks. Sure. Ann Greer from?
Palm Springs Air Museum. We are open every day, but we will be closed on Christmas.
Yes.
But we're open every day from 10 to 5. And kids, 12 and under, get in free.
Nice.
And Warbird rides starting at 1:25.
Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.